You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, April 27th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 7. That's how many big tech stocks there are, broadly defined. The group is generally said to include Apple, Alphabet, Microsoft, Amazon, Meta Platforms, Nvidia, and Netflix. Those 7 stocks have been unstoppable for most of the past decade, leading the market higher and delivering some of the fastest growth you could find, at massive scale. Consumer behavior change during the pandemic was a tailwind for their businesses. Things aren't so universally rosy anymore. All 7 big tech stocks are down double digits from their highs, with Meta off more than half and Netflix worth 2/3 less than it was late last year. Analysts and investors see growth slowing at all 7 companies, and their pricey stock multiples have come down as a result. The next number up is $70 billion. That's how much stock Alphabet's board of directors authorized the company to repurchase. It's an increase from buyback authorizations of $50 billion last year and $25 billion in 2019. Share repurchases are a way of boosting shareholder returns. When a company buys back stock, each remaining share represents a larger stake of the business and its earnings. That makes them more valuable. That buyback announcement was the highlight from Alphabet's first quarter report on Tuesday. The Google parent fell short of Wall Street estimates on both the top and bottom lines for the period, with the biggest miss coming from YouTube. Overall revenue growth slowed to 23% year-over-year, versus 34% in the same period of 2021. Our last number is $49.4 billion. That was Microsoft's first quarter revenue, reported Tuesday evening. It was well above Wall Street expectations, as were Microsoft's earnings per share. The software giant managed to buck the recent trend of decelerating growth among big tech companies. Its cloud computing segment revenues rose 46%, continuing last quarter's pace of growth. Microsoft's business services segment, which includes LinkedIn, Teams, and Office, grew more than expected, helped by price increases. So did the Windows and Xbox businesses. There was a lot to like from the report. Next up among big tech earnings will be Meta today, followed by Amazon and Apple on Thursday. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, April 27th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.